This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shiurim Kavua for Nusach HaTfilah, the last few Shiurim, and the future few Shiurim are Nusach HaTfilah, Chanukah. So let's do Alanisim. Let's learn Alanisim. The Rekeach has a whole pirish. The Rekeach explained the entire Alanisim. Let's speak out a few Ha'aris. Understand and to bring out Chanukah through the understanding of Alanisim. The Chachamim added it to the Yom Tovim, two Yom Tovim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos is in the Torah. Chachamim added Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim. It's interesting, the Rambam, and he brings the halachis, he actually talks about Chanukah and Purim being almost as one. In Hilchos Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah Bizman HaMitzvah Saseh, and in Hilchos Purim, I'm sorry, in Hilchos Chanukah, he talks about it, it's like a mitzvah, Midivrei Seifrim, like Kriyas HaMegillah. You see that the Rambam puts it together, and to the point that if you look at the Rambam, he puts it as one halacha, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. Doesn't even separate them. There's no Hilchos Megillah and Hilchos Chanukah separately. Aleph and Beis, Perek Aleph and Beis is Hilchos Megillah, and Gimel and Dalit is Hilchos Chanukah. It's one. Doesn't even Keveya, it's not even Keveya, Hilchos Chanukah for itself, Hilchos Purim for itself. Puts it together, Chanukah and Megillah, and he combines it, it's Medivrei Seifrim Kekriyas HaMegillah. Chanukah is like Chachamim added these two Yom Tovim. What is the connection? The Shaychus. What are these two Yom Tovim adding to the rest of the Yom Tovim that the Chachamim felt that these two Yom Tovim are needed? Now, be'emes, many nisim happen to Klal Yisrael throughout the Deiris. It was chosen, the story of Chanukah, the story of Purim, to be Keveh Yontif. So what is Chanukah and Purim adding to the Yom Tovim? And what is Chanukah and Purim connected as almost two sides of a coin to the Yom Tov? So all the years we've spoken about a Bach that speaks about the chilik between Chanukah and Purim, that Chanukah is the Ruchni, is was a Sakana Ruchni. Klal Yisrael was in danger spiritually, and the Yavanim, they tried to kill Klal Yisrael, the Neshama. And so the Yom Tov is a Yom Tov more about Ruchnius, Torah, Lahaydaisu, Lahalel, Tefillah, and a little less about the Suda, about eating. Of course, we all know parties, Chanukah, Latkes, Chveizvos, it's all good, but Klar in the Rishayim and the Halacha, the Dikur is not that. We'll have to have taka beautiful parties and simchas with the mishpachas, with the and the more the merrier. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is lahayda yisul halal. Mashen came Purim. Purim was about the guf. It was a physical annihilation, a physical sakana. They try to kill us physically. And the mela, Purim takes on suta, mishte, simcha, happiness, a physical simcha, physical yomtiv. So he stayed in Bacha, so he stayed in all the Rishonim and the Achayim. I would like to discuss that over the years, I started to feel that maybe there's more, another nekuda, another angle of a chiluk between Chanukah and Purim, and that actually they complement each other, two sides to the coin, as we spoke. And that is, there's a very famous Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi speaks how each Yontif, especially Pesach, B'myuchid, it comes from two sides, from two angles. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us and what we did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach, Chag HaMatzis, and it's also Chag HaPesach. The Matzis is us. We left. We ran. Like it says in the Pasuk, Lechtech Achri Bamibor, Beretz Lo Yizarua. We just left. Spoke to you many times from the Goyen. But the Goyen learns the Pshat by Pesach. Shlehispik B'tzeikum L'hachmitz Ad Sheniglu Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'golom. What does it mean? Shlehispik B'tzeikum L'hachmitz Ad Sheniglu Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'golom. Sok the Goyen, Haggadah, the Talmidei Agra, the Rebbeinu Shleilam revealed himself. The Rebbeinu Shleilam revealed himself, and that itself made Klal Yisrael drop everything and run. That's Pshat Shleihispik B'tzeikon L'hachmitz Achinigalu. Just should say, Lehispik B'tzeikon L'hachmitz V'nigalu. Achiniglu Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw the Rebbeinu Shleilam. They dropped all the preparations and they ran. That's Lechtech Achrei B'Amibah Beretz Lo Yizarua, and that's Klal Yisrael. That's the mile of Klal Yisrael. That's the yontif from the greatness of Klal Yisrael. But then there's also the yontif from the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, how he loves Klal Yisrael. Not only how we love the Eibush, but how the Rebbeinu Asher Pasach Abote Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, also Pasach. Also Medalik Al Harim, Mikapitz Al Agvoyes. The love works both ways. The love, every yontif has in it that we love the Eibushter, and the Eibushter loves us. It's yontif. Yontif is about. We love the Eibushter, the Eibushter loves us. Take a look, Pesach. We dropped everything. Lehispik b'tzeikum l'hachmitz. Who goes out to a wilderness? Doesn't have the final preparations needed for the food, for the way, for the derech. They dropped it. Lehispik b'tzeikum l'hachmitz. They didn't wait. Rebbeinu Shleilam. We're running. Lechtech Achri b'mipa. Asher Pasach Abati Mitzrayim is that the Eibishter loves us also. Medalik, he was jumping. He was Medalik ala Azman, ala Kate, he protected us. V'chule, v'chule. These are more or less the words of the Kedushas Levi. It's a little bit added that we're adding on our own. V'kenzogil ha-beisai. Possibly that that's Chanukah and Purim also. Over the years I started to feel this more and more and see it more and more in the words of Chanukah, the Chazalin and the Alanisim. Chanukah is we for the Rebbeinu Shleil. We for the Rebbeinu Shleil. Purim, the Rebbeinu Shleil to protect us, his love for us, to save us, to give us Yeshua because he loves us. And I'll explain. In Alanisim, there's a lot of Lashanis that need to be explained. But I'll begin with the end of the Alanisim, and then we'll go to the beginning of the Lashanis. The famous Lashon and question on the Lashon is, V'acha kein bo'u bonecho l'dvir beisecho. Bonecho. Who are the bonecho? Who are they? Who are we referring to? You mean the Kehanim, Kahanim, of course, have a close yachas with the Eibishter. It's true. Pashas, it doesn't mean only the Kahanim. It means God's Klal Yisrael and represented by the Kahanim. Why the Hadgasha? Why the emphasis? V'achat came bo bonecho lidvir beisachas. My hara. Rav Hutner speaks about it. Hutner's Atzal and many before him as well. What's the bonecho? One thing is clear. This I'll explain to you through the whole nusach of the Alanisim. There was a special hadgasha, special emphasis, special feeling. Chanukah, they fought as bonim. They were mois and nefesh as bonim, as children. Children for a father. There was a special nekuda pnimi in the melchama. Pulled away everything else, you would find that what drove the melchama, mesichas nefesh of an av, of a ben l'av, that's what drove the melchama. And I'll explain to you what I mean. It's interesting, we're madgish in the Alanisim. Kshamda malchus yavan arasha lamcha yisrael lashkicham terasecha. That's all we mentioned in the Alanisa. It was to make forget your Torah. Lashkicham, not even Torah, but Torah Secha. Famous Diuk, famous Lashon, everybody speaks about it. But it's interesting, Rabbi Yisai, when the Rambam brings what Yavan actually did to us, it's a small nekud in the entire evil. In the entire... what they did to us. I read you the Rambam. B'bayisheni alach alev b'bayisheni kishemolchu yavon gozru gzeiris al Yisrael ubit ludatom v'lo yinichu oisam lasik b'teirvet mitzvahs. Yes, that's true. But then he says u'pashtu yadim b'memoinam, they pilgrimaged, they robbed, they stole our money u'be b'nai seyem, raped. Tremendous lachatz, tremendous tsar they caused us. V'nichnasu leheichel parts by pirzais v'tima. It was a tremendous ace, almost like a holocaust. It's like a felach hazman. Yet all we mention in the Alanisim is what? Ashkicham teresecha. That's all they wanted. It should say, "Bimei Matzyav Mireich Kegel." I got that right. Sham the Malchus Yavan Arshal Amch Yisrael. Lashkichem Tel Avir Mechukrei Tzeinecha. No, there was a lot more. It was gedrukt. It was a tremendous pressure, tremendous tsar they caused us. Where is it? Why no mention? Now the truth is, we mention a little later. Maybe that's what tzarasa means. All the other tzaras. Yeah, Rabbi, say, I was thinking. Avada, we suffered terrible mamin, bonais. They did terrible things to us. But what was the melchama? What drove us in the times of Chashmoyim was Lashkichem Terasech. It wasn't about everything else that they did to us. What was the Melcham about? What was it? Soon we're going to learn the Rekech brings that actually they did five Gzeiris. We'll get to it a little bit later. There were five main decrees in what they did. And the fifth one was, the fifth of the list, for lo yilmedu Torah, that they didn't let us learn Torah. There were other things also. We're going to get to it in a few moments. But it seems like this was the goal. This was the focal point of the entire melchama, that we were ready to be moisonet lashkicham, that it was Torah secha. It could be that's a pshat beis tzarasam, while das is the tzara fenayit. No, it's not referring to all the other tzaras. to a yid, this might be the worst. The worst tzar of all the tzaras. Mashkicham teresachem. Mashkicham teresachem. You know, throughout the years, we always hear stories that in the Holocaust, even overlooked their physical matziv, the tzaras that they had, and they were concerned. Mekayim Teira Mitzvahs. So many stories like this. Avada, they're very moving and they're very telling. But I always say over something that I myself saw, because the story that I was never there in the Holocaust, I just read about it. So this story, even though it might not come close to the level of what is said over by Yidden Tzadikim, Amcha Yisrael, it said over great stories. But this gave me an insight of what Ayid felt. Ayid for the Muhammad Vasam in Zegetracht. As Ayid was in my father's shul, name was Mitzian Ziglos, the Pashtiyid. Stop coming to shul, he couldn't. He was very sick. He was homebound. So I went to visit him. And he was deteriorating. So when I walked in, we were talking, he tells me the doctor was just here. He examined me. So I thought he would tell me that the doctor told him he's getting better or he's getting worse. Something about his physical matzav. The only thing he told me was the doctor said, that's all he told me. Tell me, they better get away. Talk to me. That wasn't his concern. That wasn't... This is not from 500 years ago. This is 20 years ago. Went to visit him. That wasn't his concern. What was his saga? He can't come to shul. Can't hear the kishayf. What's going to be with the kishayf? And I'm not living too much longer after that. He came to Shul Hashan and as Avek Nachta. He was deteriorating. But that was his... Where does that come from? It's a special Nakuda that Yid has. It's a special Nakuda. Only Yid didn't have this. Banim Atem Lashem. It's a Nakuda. That's what we think about. Sartu Giborim Biad Chaloshim. Rabin Biad Ma'atim. Tmeim Biad Tehoirim. Shoyim Biad Tzadikim. You know, it's interesting. Zelu Mazeh. You know, the Alanisim. It's interesting. You have the Chanukah one and the Purim one. One next to the other. Huh? I always wondered, I mean, just coincidentally, the Chanukah one is very long. Huh? Purim was very short. You destroyed his Eitzah. Could you tell me about the tremendous Yeshua that came? What happened to the Yeshua? No? Huh? No? You take a look here. Let's look here. Okay, so let's look. The Alanisim for Chanukah. It's a lange zettel. Amish. And we went back. And then when it comes to Purim, Hafartas, Atzosoi, you hear, Vesalu, Oisim, Esbonav. Yeah, what about all the Gevaldi Yeshua and the tremendous and Mordechai? What happened? What's that passiert? Okay, say. I think Efshin. Herkish. Ayid tracht allemal how it's the get Eibishter. That's what he thinks. He thinks from a different angle. You know, there was a mirdiv achkabo bo nechlev beisecho, finus hecholecho, betiros mikdashecho, vidliku neiroiz bechatzis kodshecho, as alts gebeinishlem, look what came back for you. Look what's... This is what Rebbeinu you got from the Yontif. Otherwise, why didn't it say by Purim also? Shnei Yomim Mishnah Vesach. Psal Yontif, something. I don't know, something. The Kavu Yomim Elu Yontif Yimei Mishnah Vesimcha, something. Epis. Teretz is Yimei Mishnah Vesimcha. We're happy. We survive you. Aber the Lahayda is Lahalo. So Alts Fadir Rabbi Mishnah. It's all about you. I know it's people are tired. I understand. Chanukah with parties with zachen. I get it. Trust me, I'm also very tired. Stam, if I didn't have to say this year, I'd fall asleep too. So I'll try my big, my best to keep you up. I made it to give up. Zog zog avuvik v'salu oisa v'zbanu v'alaitz v'as oisa yoimishna v'simcha v'as imishtet in the Megillah. That says that's not the main things of Boyin Shlomo Masalik, but Tavekir Hagit Amalek Fatir. It's all about you. I think about you. That's what I think about. And that's Va'achir Kachbo Bonech. And if you think Rabbeis, Lamed Trachten, Ulcha Sisa Shem Gadoil, the Kadosh Boilamecho. That's what we think about. Boyin Shlomo Dainam. That's all we thought about. Ula'amcha Yisrael, what do you mean la'amcha Yisrael? Us. Why are we speaking in third? V'lanu, it's Un's name. Ula'amcha, like it's a third party, ula'amcha Yisrael. Because even the Haidat to the Rebbeinu Shleilam on this Nikud is what? It's la'amcha Yisrael, v'as klal Yisrael. Dein am. Das is nar bonecha. Nar azun. There's a meiridige chazal. Chazal say, Klal Yisrael said, Nasir Nishma. Klal Yisrael said, Nasir Nishma. The Bnei Shem had gesagt, Mi gile raze lebanai. Mi gile raze lebanai. Shemalache Asharis Mishtam Shimba. Why Bonai? Rashi and Shabbos explains that there's a very big difference between us Ben and an Eved. An Eved makes a cheshbon if he could do. First he see, Kenech das Tan, let me see if I could do it. A Ben jumps in. A Ben jumps in. And a Trachtisht. Chashmonai made no cheshbon whatsoever. In the cheshbon, it was suicide. They were committing suicide. The whole shayla halach, they mekton b'chla. I don't have the time to go through it now. I don't know if halacha. There's a Rabbi Chanan about it. That could be when it comes to Sechas Nefesh, Megmin. I don't want to get into the halacha with chelik. Habein zach is klok. The halacha was banecha. Betrachtish, on cheshbon, nasa v'nishma. When you love, you don't make cheshbon. Rabbi Yishma, what the leap? Bottom line is, what the leap? What the leap, Rabbi Yishma? Yeah? Mitzvah chavivi ad me'od. Why is the mitzvah chanukah? The Rambam says it's a mitzvah chaviva. It's tremendous chaviva because it's not chashuva, chaviva. It's leap, leap up. Tremendous ahavah in the nest of chanukah. Bonecha. But you come in als kinder, meisse nefes ein fahatate. Rabbi Yishma, doesn't make sense. I don't have on the cheshb. Negate this ton. We're going to do this because we're bonded. You know, this rabbi say efshe kemezok agishmak ibshat. Something that you never heard before. It's very possible that a lot of what I said you heard before. Either you heard it from me, or we heard it from others. Some others say it better than me. I'm happy that you heard it from somebody at least. But ein zach kenechmeisiv zayin. I don't think you heard anywhere else. Something I thought about this year. Ready? Great. Great in Yiddish means ready. It's also great. Okay? Yeah, herabesa. What are the things that the Yevanim try to stop? Try to be geyser against? So it says actually in the Reikeach that there were five things, and it's based on Midrash. And some of them are very interesting. Some of them are known, and some are quite interesting. One, Aleph, Gazru, Lavet, Avodah Zarah, Velach kik bekehen hashir she'elam chelik b'leikei Yisrael, which we'll speak in 2-3 minutes. What's the chelik of the shore, the keren hashor, the horn of the ox, to write on it she'elachem chelik b'leikei Yisrael? To talk about that, what's the horn of the ox? Pashtus, whatever it is, ein lechem chelik avaydizav. No eibishter, okay. Beis shall gazu shall I live on the shesem elanidais. They were vatal nida. They didn't want that. They have tachas hamishpache. So zimin lemakadosh baruch hu. The Rebbeinu Shleim prepared for them mikvayis mayim b'seich bateyim. Der Stube hat da mikre gewaltig, ja. Unbelievable. Zimel am Kashbach. Mein ist prepared the mikvayis. Es ist ein Ness, ein appeldiger Ness. Ja. Gekeach. Mehr die Gekeach. Gazru lafer bris mila, that everybody knows, that we know, right? Bris mila. Gazru lachal Shabbosis. That everybody knows, right? Shabbos. Gazru livu b'suleim lamelech. V'chein Hashem she'em em karis. V'chein hei she'em em karis. That was five that have karis. That's five that have karis. Those are the five. And also there was five without karis. Gazru lechel chazir. Shliad liku ha-meneire. Interesting, huh? The Rambam never mentioned the meneire miuchet. The Rambam just says Pashtu yadim in Mainam, and they were metame the tahayreis. Yeah. Benichtes ulehechel u parts of a pirzois v'timu atayis. Rambachlal doesn't mention miyuchid de menayra. The Rekeach mentions miyuchid de menayra, and it's based on midrashim. V'lo yasu sukkos. That has an agenda against sukkah. An agenda against sukkah. V'lo yichtiv ksubah. Number four, they shouldn't write ksuba under a chuppah. The law yilmedu Torah. The last one is they shouldn't learn Torah. The last one, they shouldn't learn Torah. So now, Abesai, interesting. First of all, the Rosh Chodesh is not in here. The famous one is what? Shabbos, Mila, Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? I'll kind of base. Okay, it's not in here, Abesai. That I'll leave. Magide Shurim, Tzizag Shurim, Freg, Freg, the Rabbanim. Keach, the Pirsha Keach al Anisim. Huh? Sukkah was Layichtav Ksuba. The list was Layilmadu Teira. So it's Layil Kateir. Good. Now, the first five I get, it's in Yonah Kedusha. Shem Gadol of the Kodesh, they were against Kedusha. Against Tahira, right? Bitla Tahiris. They want the Torah as a chachma, as a knowledge, as a wisdom, right? But they didn't want the kedusha and the tahira. Good, ashkicham teira secho, alazav b'chinadik, teira yeah, aber teiras Hashem, das nicht. Good. So yeah, they wanted chazir. Yeah, good. Sounds good. Menoyra is teira, right? Shashkina shchuyah be Yisrael. I'm saying it very quickly, but everybody knows already all this information, yeah? Why sukkah? It's a sad episode. It's like a... Anybody heard this from before, that they had an agenda? And on the bottom, the one who brings the Mekairis, he says, Loi matzasi Mekairla davaze b'mitrashe. I don't know where it comes from. Yeah, it's like, Keach! Keach sucked! And there's a whole history to this, right? Keach, he was Makabla Ish, Mipiish. If you look at the introduction here, it goes back from Amish, Aganza Maisa. People were killed out, and he was Makabla from people that were survived. Aganza Maisa, Shay. What's about the Sukkah? Rabbe say, Lamazog and Ataych, and then I'm going to wish you a Freilich Chanukah. Ready? One of the things about Sukkah which needs to be understood, and then maybe we'll understand better the agenda against Sukkahs. In the tefillah, before we walk into a Sukkah, Hareini muchan mezumen l'kayim mitzvah Sukkah, Hashem tzivani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk is Teishvu, Kalezo Bisrael, Manyedu, good, all's good, yeah? Yiratzabu Fanecho, Shetash Shechinosecho, B'neiseinu, Ulahakif, Oysonu, Yishvimakivos, Miziv Kvoidecha, HaKadosh V'ator, Notar V'sheinu, Melmalo, Kinesher, Yoyil Kinoi. What does Kinesher Yoyir Kinoi mean? Like the Nesher wakes up, Yoyir, he wakes up Kinoi, his nest of birds. So the Sukkah has something to do with the Pasuk in Hazinu, Pasuk Perik Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kinesher Yoyir Kinoi, Al Gezlov Yerachiv, yeah? But we only quote the beginning of the Pasuk. It's only the beginning. Kinesher Yoyir Kinoi. So where does this come from? The connection between this pasuk and sukkah. It's the Yalkut Shemini on this pasuk. The Yalkut Shemini says that the Nesher, if he would come flying in every morning to his coop of birds, his children, they'd get scared. You know what a Nesher is? It's like a 747 Boeing. Yeah, it has a Nesher flying in with a shriek. They'd get scared. So what does it do? It starts rattling the trees around, and it goes from one tree to another. It's a lush of Yalkut Shemini, of an art. And it goes misukkah lesukkah, which obviously means from one coop to another. Sukkah goes like from one room, one house, you know. And then after the kids start to wake a little bit, the little children start, huh? Okay, some mask, I made a mistake, I don't mind. But obviously the word sukkah is a soicha, it's something. But now you know where I got the mistake from at least, okay? The sukkah, the soicha, there's some connection there, okay? Abyankel Zucht, I made a mistake. I'm sure I make many more mistakes in this year. I try my best. But whatever it is, the vod is a good vod, and that I'm not making a mistake. Yeah, listen good. The Rechaim says, what's the Sheikhis, the Kineshi, or Kino, if it's Tutsachop, what? He says, the Rebbeinu Shloilam is not Pegeh B'Yisrael Kaitim. He doesn't first go. He wakens you up a little bit with side Ramazim. He rattles you on side, like the tree. Bianca, I'm going to have to fight with you after the shir about this. I'm not so sure you're right, but all right. You see, this is what a Magichir has to. You see, I don't know if you realize, I'm still going through all the different Makairas that I saw this Medrash, the Yalkut Shemini, as I'm continuing with this Var, but alright. Now you see what goes through a Magichir's mind when he says, Shir, Elam should appreciate. I'm not such a good Magichir. When you come to Shir and appreciate. You don't know how much Magidish Shir we try our best for. We really do. You don't realize how much. Rebbe Roshama Fiverr's sister. I used to go Shavuos night to hear his shir. This was when I was still in Brooklyn, and I was, so to speak, not committed. I didn't have my yeshiva at the time, which had to make me say shirim all the time, and I had no shuls, no lunch and learns. I was still a free man. So I used to go Shavuos to hear his shir, Shavuos night. So I came to tell him, Rebbe, came to hear your shir Shavuos night. So he says, Aaron, I'm trying my best for you. And then when we left the shir, I told him maybe the shir was gevaldik. He says, I'm trying my best. That was the conversation that I had. I learned a lot from that. He was teaching me. Tafisin as a Rebbe tries his best with Talmud. We try hard. We try to give you the best shir possible. Okay. Getting back to the Kinesha Yarikinai. Yeah, Kinesha Yarikinai. The Rebbeinu Shloilam wakes, not directly, but from the side to wake you up. And he sees if you, if not, then he has to come in and wake us up, unfortunately, with much worse. What shakes that with sukkah? Nothing, really. You take a look at the Zohar, which is interesting, why the Siddur and whoever made up this Nusach for the Akdomah didn't really actually follow what the Zohar. The Zohar actually says the Shaykhus from Sukkah is at the end of the Pasuk. Al Gezolov Yerachev. that he hovers over to protect his babies on top of the coop. This you'll have to speak to people, ask them. This is a kash, it's a good ta'ara. Why do we bring, unless it means v'chulein and it's missing in the sitter? Okay, I don't want to get into the actual technical of it. But it's really al gozol of Yerachev. And the Zohar says, Imi la'elitz, the mother from above, the mame protects. How many times, you know, stories? I, with my own eyes, saw. There was a car coming. I saw with my own eyes. A car was coming, and there was a child in the street. The mother jumped from the sidewalk on top of the child, that the car should hit the mother and not the child. That's Ime, the mama protects from above. Kinesher, the Chazal say that the Nesher protects in a way that when the chetz, what does Shiove achetz be? The chetz should come in me. It's interesting. Anani HaKovid, the chitzim, right? The chetz went into the Anani HaKovid, didn't go to the child. Ime. Now, of course, in Zohar language, there's Tifin Yonim and Ime Yiloh. But if Adit, there's a Kepshutai, there Ari brings this down, Kibonim, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam protects like a. Rather here it's a mother, because the mother's protection is even maybe more than a father, but it's parental protection for a child. Sukkis represents Sila Demnusa, the parental protection special. The mother, the father, the child. Okay? The Yevanim, they wanted something. What did they want? They wanted Vatel Sukkis. What's the bittle of Sukkis? The kesher that Klal Yisrael has as Bonim LaKadosh Baruch. It's more than just Kedusha. It's more than just Tahira. Even Sukkis, that we're connected to Abish, to Kinesha Yar Kinoi, that they also didn't want. And I'll tell you where I saw this. You hear Rabbi Isa? You ready? Kisvu lachem al keren ashar she'ein lachem chelik b'likei Yisrael. What's the keren ashar? Write it on the horn of them. I always thought pashit. They used to announce. That was the form of announcement in those days. With a trumpet, keren ashar. So announce it. She'ein lachem chelik b'likei Yisrael. Trumpet it. She'ein lachem chelik b'likei Yisrael. Chassam Sefer Yedua says that they used to use the Keren Asher as a bottle to feed babies. That's how they used to give the baby to drink. Kisvu lachem al Keren Asher, when the child, from birth, from kin vaisuf, and Yiddish up from kin vaisuf, as from the beginning, uproot. She'en lachem chelik b'likei Yisrael. That's what they wanted. The children. They went after, so to speak, the kfira and the disconnect, haskala, the communism, any isms that you want to talk about, Yevanism, it should be from when? Chelik, Karen Ashur. Now I understand there's a deeper meaning to it. The mama feeds the mother, that's the protection that the mother gives to the child. Mother and a child are connected by the feeding. Cut that. She'ein lechem chelik b'likei Yisrael. You're not protected. Well, the Mela, they went to fight. We are protected. We're protected. We're not afraid. You look at Megillas Chashmonaim. It brings that they started making calculations that the Parsi and other, they could have made internal UN mishmash, that they could find other ways to protect themselves. As I state in Megillus, that the so Yehuda, one of the Maccabim, tells him, what are you doing? Forget that, we don't want that. Only the Eibishter, Mikamoyecha Be'elam Hashem, it's only the Eibishter. You know how a Ben has a moon in his father, he crosses the street with his father and he doesn't look right or left. Because he knows father's holding his hand. I don't want any other protection. So the akin, Kigamal ala imoy, kigamal ala imoy, kigamal ala imoy, kigamal ala imoy. It's the ultimate bitachin, the ultimate trust, the ultimate connection is kigamal ala imoy. How the mother feeds the child. Kigamal ala imoy, kisvil lachem al keren ashor. So we fought back with a muna pshuta with bitachin. We have a chelik, and it's chelik etzem, we're part and parcel, we're one connection, one piece, and you can't separate us, because banim can never be separated. It's a chelik, it's a part of the DNA. You'll never disconnect the ben from an av. It's impossible. That's vachka bo bonecho litvir beisach. Now when you light Chanukah licht at night, I think chaviva, my connection with the Eibishter, my kesher, av leben, the tachin of kigam alay imay, kigam alay imay, kigam alay imay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.